Top U.S. 200-meter runners cruise through early rounds at Olympic track trials. Eugene, Oregon, Shakara Richardson never made it to the start, let alone the finish, of the 200 meters at the last Olympic trials. At this year's trials, even in the opening round of what's really her second best race, she flashed another glimpse of the kind of sprinter who has emerged from all that trouble 3 years ago. Bursting from the starting block and turning the curve into her own personal glide path, Richardson was able to slow down over the final 20 meters Thursday night and still won her opening round in 21.99 seconds. That she pulled up and still recorded only the third sub-22 showing of her career was a sign she just might be as dangerous in the longer sprint as the 100 she dominated last weekend. "It's just focusing in on executing the curve and making the straightaway much easier," said Richardson, whose trials came to an abrupt halt 3 years ago when she tested positive for marijuana after winning the 100. "I feel like I did that, but I always have room for improvement." Noah Lyles also returned to Hayward Field and opened his run at the 200 title with a no-fuss win, a 20.10-second cruise through the preliminary round. Joining Richardson and Lyles at Hayward Field for the second half of the trials were Gabby Thomas, the 200-meter bronze medalist in Tokyo, and Sydney McLaughlin-Levrone, the defending Olympic champion and world record holder in the 400 hurdles. Both moved through their opening rounds with ease, as well, by Eddie Pels.